Well, Braven, we're liable to see that break post any minute. Gulseth is in kick formation, standing on the Wisconsin 15-yard line on 4th and 6 for the Badger. Gets the boot away. He's rushed. Gets it away. Nice kick going way downfield to the 22-yard line. It's picked up there by Carmichael. Carmichael coming back to the 30-yard line, to the 35-yard line, before he's hit the stop by Stensby. Stensby making the stop, along with Amundson. That's Norman Amundson from Chicago. Boy, Amundson, number 60, 195 pounds, Chicago sophomore, playing for Wisconsin up in the line. Now let's see, Southern California going on the offense on their own 35-yard line, 15 yards in the sideline on the side of the field. Single wing with Bukic, coming way out wide to the right. Rudy Bukic is at halfback now, with a reverse over to Al Carmichael. The reverse going off the left side of the line, picking up to the 37-yard line. The boy is hit and stopped by Don Voss, the defensive right end of Wisconsin. Ball on the 37-yard line, equidistant between sidelines. And for the Trojans, 2nd down and 7 on a 3-yard pickup. Up to the line of scrimmage come the Trojans. Unbalanced over to the right up front. Send a wide flanker out to the right on the single wing. Bukic in the tailback. Hands the ball over to Carmichael. A short reverse behind the line of scrimmage. The same play that they worked before for 3 yards. Bucks over to the 40-yard line as he cracks off his own left tackle on the weak side. Right up to the 40, falls forward as he's tackled at the 41 with John Dixon, the middle linebacker from Wisconsin Dells, Wisconsin, making the stop for the Badgers. The ball is still equidistant between sidelines on the Trojan 41-yard line. 3rd down and 4. Carmichael has run twice. Twice he's picked. This is Al Helfer right back at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, California, along with Braven Dyer. We're ready to go with Wisconsin on their own 21st and 10. Ramtee in the backfield, wing out to the right. The ball is given off to Amici on the handoff from Haluska, and the big fella tries the right side of the line, hits the 20-yard line, spins as he gets away from one man, but Bill Hattig comes in along with George Timberlake to make the tackle right on the 21-yard line. So it's actually a pickup of 1 yard. So far this afternoon, the Trojan defense has been able to halt the onrushes of Alan Amici, the big fullback from Kenosha, Wisconsin. 2nd down coming up at approximately 8.5 yards to gain. Ball 15 yards in the sideline across the way. Wisconsin's ball on their own 21.5. Flacker out to the left is Gerald DeWitt. The ball is handed off to the halfback, Phil Hutchinson, who streaks through behind Amici and hits the right side of the line, goes nowhere. Bob Piviani, I believe his young fellow made the stop down there. Have a Wisconsin injury apparently on this play. We'll put the glasses on and see if we can find out exactly who it is. And time is being taken out by Wisconsin because of the injury on the field. Looks as though it might be Bill Hutchinson, the fellow who just carried that ball. We're very fortunate here this afternoon in having as our spotter from Wisconsin, the young fellow who does the broadcasting for Wisconsin up on the Wisconsin Network, Mr. Ed Hansen. And we've been really giving him a workout this afternoon. On the other side of the fence, for the Trojans of Southern California, again, we're fortunate in having the assistant director of athletic public information. And that's Dick Bank. Had a long talk with Dick, and he had the all the offensive information for us prior to the ball game. So with the able assistance of these two gentlemen, we're able to dish out the players that are on the field right now. Hutchinson apparently has been shaking up a little on the play, but Braven, I don't believe he's injured very badly, do you?
Well, I was looking at his leg there. I thought it was his leg he hurt, but apparently it's not his leg. He's just, as you say, shaking up around the head and shoulders is all, and he's up now and walking off the field. They're assisting him off, and number 15 going in to replace him, and that is Archie Burks.
Oh, that's right, Braven. It is Burks coming in. That's Archie Burks from Louisville, Kentucky, incidentally. He's a 165-pound senior. So he'll be running at left halfback in place of Bill Hutchinson. And one note here you might mark. We have 2 minutes and 14 seconds left to play in the first period of a scoreless ball game, and Wisconsin has not thrown one forward pass as yet. We don't know whether they're holding them back or whether they figure that they're going to do a little running to see how strong the Trojan defenses might be. Now with Burks in there for Hutchinson, it is he being sent on the flank. In the T formation in the backfield. Haluska behind the balance line, takes his ball, fades off to the right. He's going to throw this time. He does. And tosses to Burke on the 25. He's into the 30. To the 35, to the 40, to the 45, and hit and knocked out of bounds on the 50-yard line on this side of the field. Young Burke, Archie Burke, taking a very fine pass from Haluska and steps his way to the 50-yard line as Wisconsin picks up a first down right on the 50. We have an injury for Wisconsin, for the Trojans this time. It looks as though it is Landon Exley, the Santa Monica sophomore, playing defensive right halfback for the Trojans. It is he who has been shaken up on this play, and the trainers are out administering to him right now. We are very happy to be able to tell you that Bill Hutchinson was just shaken up on that last play. Burks replaced him, received the pass, the only one thrown so far by Wisconsin, and it was good. The ball being stepped out of bounds by Burks on the 50-yard line as he was hit pretty hard by the safety man, Sears. It went out of bounds on the 50, so it is Wisconsin's ball, first down and 10 yards to go on the 50. The Trojan boy is getting up on his feet right now. Number 35, Landon Exley from Santa Monica, California. He's walking around. He's going to be all right. Boy, this ball game is being played right down to the nubbin here at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena this afternoon under bright, brilliant, sunshiny skies in California. This is the kind of weather that they like to tell you about out here in California. They've certainly turned it on this afternoon for the granddaddy of the classics, the Rose Bowl game. Exley's going out of the ball game for the Trojans, and it's going to be Frank Clayton coming on. Frank Clayton coming on at defensive right halfback. Frank Clayton is from Alhambra, California. He's another sophomore, weighing 183 pounds. Wisconsin on the offense, first and 10 on the 50, 15 yards in from the sideline on his side of the field. Flanker to the right is Burks. The ends are split wide on the balance line. Haluska still calling the signals for Wisconsin. Up tight under center, takes the ball, fakes one hand off, and on the stutter play, gives the ball to his left halfback, or rather his right halfback, Gerald Witt. Witt through the left side of the line, drives up to the 46-yard line of the Trojans, where he's stopped by Riddle. Bill Riddle from El Centro, California, backing up the right side of the Trojan line now in place of George Timberlake. The ball on the 46-yard line, 15 yards in the sideline on the side of the field. So it's another case of driving downfield now for Wisconsin. They are on the Trojan 46-yard line, second down and 6 yards to go. Burks once more goes to the flank on the tight tee, rather on the loose tee in the backfield. Ball taken by Haluska with the end split wide. He fakes back and fakes as if to keep the ball, but it is given over to Michi, the fullback, and he pounds, drives, fights his way through the right side of the line, hits up to the 41-yard line, where he stopped at the 41 and bounced back to about the 42. He was hit hard that time by Riddle, the right linebacker. So the ball is resting on the 42-yard line in Trojan territory, equidistant between sidelines on the Trojan 42. Third and two for Wisconsin. And this is the best-looking offensive threat the Badgers have put on all afternoon. Have about a minute and 27 seconds left to play in the first period of a scoreless ball game between the Trojans and the Badgers. Flank tee to the right for Wisconsin. Haluska again taking the ball, fading off to the right. He's being chased, and they climb on his back as he hands the ball off to Burks, who comes around the left side. And Burks moves to the 30, hit on the 30, spins over to the 20, and is finally knocked out of bounds as he bounces back on the 21. He was hit hard by Frank Clayton and Jim Sears. You can almost say that was a variation of the old Statue of Liberty play. Everyone climbed on Haluska's back, figuring he still had the ball. He flipped it sort of in a backhand motion to his halfback, Burks, coming around. And Burks streaked all the way to the Trojan 20, call it 2-yard line. On the 22, where it is now first down and 10 yards to go for Wisconsin on the Southern California 22-yard line. Out come the white shirts with the Cardinal pants. The Badgers of Wisconsin on the Southern Cal 22-yard line. Flanker to the right in the tee, behind the balance line. Haluska takes the ball, pitches back to Amici. It's a wide sweep around the right side. Amici on the move is hit at the 20-yard line and is knocked out of bounds on the 17 as he staggers 3 more yards after having been hit by Harry Welsh of Akron, Ohio. Harry Welsh playing defensive halfback in place of Harry Soltis, who was ruled ineligible here at Southern California. Harry Welsh playing the defensive local post, hit the big fella, and finally knocked him out of bounds on the 17-yard line. So it is second down and 5 as Amici picked up 5 on the play. Wisconsin down in Southern California territory on the 17, 15 yards in the sideline across the way. Sending a flanker to the left, Wisconsin. That is Gerald Witt on the flank. Haluska calls his signals out, takes the ball, and on a stutter play, hands off to Burks, who tries the right side of the line, drives down to the 15, and picks up another yard after he's smashed at the 15-yard line and drops on the 14, hit by Harry Welsh. This Welsh weighs 168 pounds, and you should have seen him going after this big Alan Amici, 205 pounds a few moments ago. He really put his head down and bored right in. The ball is resting on the 15-yard line in Trojan territory, 15 yards in from the sideline across the way, which is the eastern sideline. Wisconsin has the ball, 3rd and 3, on the Trojan 14-yard line. Flag tee to the left for the Trojans. Again, Haluska waits for that pass from center, takes it and pitches back. The ball is fumbled by Amici, and is dropped back on the 18-yard line. A fumble picked up by Amici, and he stopped on the 18-yard line for a loss of about 4. It was Bob Hooks coming in very fast with Elmer Wilhoit, the left guard. Bob Hooks, the Los Angeles senior, playing defensive right end for the Trojans, and Elmer Wilhoit from Winton, California. He's a senior guard at 217 pounds. Now, let's see, coming in for the Trojans, 4th and 7. We have Burton Hubley and Paul Swaco. Looks as though we're going to have a field goal attempt. Paul Swaco probably will try for that field goal, and Burton Hubley from Bloomer, Wisconsin, the senior, will probably do the holding. At least that is the information that seems to be the consensus. The ball is resting on the 18-yard line, almost equidistant between sidelines, almost in front of the goalposts of the Trojans. And that's exactly what's going to happen. Paul Swaiko, S-H-W-A-I-K-O. Kenosha, Wisconsin freshman, is going to try a field goal, and he will kick that ball from the 25-yard line with Burton to hold for him. Crane in at center for Wisconsin to pass that ball. Ready for the signals to be called. They are called. The ball is snapped, placed, and kicked. And it is no good. It is down on the 5-yard line of the Trojans. Picked up by Burnt. And he comes back to about the 7-yard line as the gun ends to sound for the first period of this ball game. So the first quarter is all over. And just a moment, our red flag down on the field. It looks as though we're going to have an offside penalty to be charged against the Trojans. And if so, we may have this play before the second quarter begins. Because the play was in motion before the gun sounded to end the first quarter of the ball game. And now the captains of Southern California talking with the officials. And it looks as though we're going to have this play over before the quarter actually ends. So a 5-yard penalty against the Trojans for being offside. Puts the ball down on the 14-yard line. And it means the ball will be kicked off of about the 20. There is the first penalty in this afternoon's ball game that has meant anything of any kind. So it will give Ball Club a chance on 4th and 7 now to kick shorter. Burks and Gerald Witt are in there now. They're not going to try the field goal. Witt and Burks have come back. There's a flanker to the right on 4th and 7. Oliska takes the ball, pitches over to Nietzsche. Nietzsche following Gerald Witt, drives down to about the 14-yard line, 13-yard line, and is hit and dropped by Harry Wells. So the Trojans hold. And the first period, ladies and gentlemen, is all over, and it's scoreless. I'd like to talk to the men for just a moment here. How you fixed for blades, men? Yes, easy shaving Gillette Blue Blades. You know how it is when you find you're out. So start the new year right by keeping plenty on hand. Right now, you get a combination package holding a 35-cent tube of Gillette shaving cream, lather or brushless, and a 20-blade Gillette dispenser for just 98 cents, the regular price of the blades alone. Gillette shaving creams are the swellest beard softeners you ever use. What's more, they contain K34, the amazing antiseptic that destroys infectious facial bacteria. Ask for Gillette's bonus special. Get the combination package holding both Gillette Blue Blades and Gillette shaving cream. The supply is limited, so don't delay. Look sharp, feel sharp, be sharp. Use Gillette Blue Blades with the sharpest edges ever honed. Now as the ball clubs change side, Wisconsin now defending the goal to our left, which is the northern goal, and Southern California, the goal to our right, the southern goal. It's Southern Cal's ball, 1st and 10, on their own 14-yard line. 15 yards in the sideline on this side of the field. From the tailback position, it is Butchick. Trying off the right side, trying to slide between right tackle and right end, moves up to the 14-yard line or the line of scrimmage where Jerry Werman makes a stop for Wisconsin. This Milwaukee Wisconsin senior's played a pretty good ball game this afternoon so far defensively. He's made a couple of knifing tackles, sifting through the Trojan blockers to make the stops. The Trojans on 2nd down and still 10. Abduke fading back to throw a forward pass. He does, and Don Stillwell, the left end from San Francisco, has the ball off the end of his fingertips on the 20-yard line with George O'Brien backing up the right side of the Wisconsin line over there to help him break up the play. It'll be 3rd down and 10 yards to go now for the Trojans on their own 14-yard line. Des Cook is coming in for Sellers. That means that Des Cook will do the kicking as it is 3rd and 10, and the Trojans aren't going to take much of a chance on their own 14-yard line. The ball comes back, however, to Buchik. And Buchik is cut way back on his own 5-yard line. He's going to do passing from a short kick formation and was unable to get the pass away. Donald Voss coming in fast to make the stop for Wisconsin. Pushing back to the 5-yard line. So it is 4th down. At about 19 to 20 yards to go for the Trojans back on their own 5-yard line. Trojans ball in their possession. They have it on their own 5. 4th and about between 19 and 20. The double safety for Wisconsin is Burks and Swaiko. They're standing on the Wisconsin 45-yard line. Cook will go back and kick formation for the Trojans when they come out of the huddle and move up to the line of scrimmage. We're in the second period of the ball game. There is no score between the Trojans of Southern California and the Badgers from the University of Wisconsin representing the Big Ten. The Pacific Coast Conference and the Big Ten at it again here at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, California. They all being sent your way over this NBC network. Des Cook, standing deep in his own end zone, almost out of the playing field, takes a pass from center about chest high, has time, kicks the ball nicely away. It's a beauty. Coming downfield to the 40-yard line, where it's taken by Burks. Burks coming back after a fake to the 45-yard line and is hit and slowed under on his own 49-yard line. Harold Hahn, the Honolulu Junior, making the stop for the University of Southern California. The ball is just about equidistant between sidelines on the Wisconsin 49-yard line, where it'll be Wisconsin's ball, first and 10. The Badgers have Jimmy Haluska at quarterback, Burks at left halfback, at right halfback Gerald Witt, and the fullback is Alan Amici. The ends are Peters and Andrakowski. The tackles, Burnt and Pritchlick, Steinmetz and Stensby the guards, and Simkowski is the center. Flacker to the right on the tee with Haluska taking the ball and feeding it off to his halfback Burks, who follows one-man interference down to the 50-yard line, hit at the 50 and picks up about another yard as Marv Goo, the defensive linebacker for the Trojans, comes in, rolls under to make the stop. The ball is on the Southern California 49-yard line for a pickup of 2 yards, makes it second and 8 for Wisconsin on the Southern California 49. Just about 15 yards in from the sideline on this side of the field. Second period of the ball game, no score. Flacker to the left on the tee with Haluska pitching out to his fullback Amici. Around the right side goes Amici to the line of scrimmage and steps out of bounds on about the 48 after a yard pickup. Charlie Ane, the big left tackle from Honolulu, pushed Amici out of bounds. After a yard pickup makes it third and approximately 7. Third and about 7. The ball is on the 48-yard line. So it'll be 3rd and 7. The white-shirted Badgers going back into their huddle, moving up to the line of scrimmage, operating the T formation. They keep their backfield in tight as the end split wide. Then the left end, Peters crawls in a yard or two. Ball is taken by Haluska, and on a delayed line buck, it is Amici driving through the middle of the line with a red flag going down on the field. Amici winds up on the 43-yard line, but a red flag has gone down on the field, and let's see whether it's going to be Southern California or Wisconsin to draw the penalty. Apparently, it's going to be Southern California. George Timberlake made the stop that time of Amici. Which is all we're going to get, an unnecessary roughness penalty being charged against the University of Southern California. If so, it will cost him 15 yards from the 48-yard line. And Mr. Springer, the referee, will be stepping it off in just a moment. It is an unnecessary roughness penalty being stepped off against the University of Southern California. Puts the ball down on their 34-yard line and gives Wisconsin first down and 10 yards to go, with the ball resting about 16 to 17 yards in from the sideline on this side of the field. That's the western sideline. So Wisconsin gets a break here, gets first and 10 on the Trojan 34. As Haluska calls out the signals once more for the Badgers back in the huddle, they come to the line of scrimmage, sending a flanker to the left. Gerald Witt is the flanker, 184-pound halfback. Haluska tight under center, ready to take that ball from the center. He does, fakes off, and then finally hands the ball to Amici, who tries the left side of the line and gets over the 35, then over the line of scrimmage at the 34 and picks up just 1 yard as Bob Van Doren, right tackling defensive co-captain for the Southern California Trojans, makes a stop. Bob Van Doren, co-captain, playing defensive right tackle. He's 203 pounds from San Diego, California. Flanker to the right for Wisconsin on 2nd and 9. Haluska again takes the ball, fades back. It's going to be the second forward pass, and it's intercepted. It's intercepted on the 25-yard line by the left halfback, Harry Welsh. He comes right back to the 30-yard line, is hit at the 30-yard line, and bounced back a yard before he's finally downed on his own 29-yard line. Gerald Witt finally made the stop. That ball was intended for Andrakowski, and it was intercepted by Harry Welsh, the Akron, Ohio boy, the senior left halfback for the University of Southern California. So there's the first interception this afternoon, and the tide has turned right now with the Trojans taking over. Going out to the right to single wing behind an unbalanced line. In the tailback position is Bukic. He takes the ball, fades off to the right, looking for someone to pass to. His being rested, decides to keep the ball, runs it back to the 30. Hit at the 30 on the far sideline and dropped out of bounds on the 31. B-U-K-I-C-H, Bukic from St. Louis, Missouri. Dixon, the middle linebacker. That's John Dixon from Wisconsin Dells, Wisconsin. Made the stop finally, pushing Bukic out of bounds on the 31-yard line. It'll be second down and approximately 9 yards to go for the Trojans as the ball has walked into the hash marker, 15 yards from the sideline across the way. And about 12 minutes left to play in the first half of the ball game. It's still scoreless between Southern Cal and Wisconsin. There's a hike to the left for Southern Cal, and Carmichael takes a handoff as reverse is the play behind the line of scrimmage. Carmichael going into the right side of the line with one-man interference is hit by Savinsky and Roger Dornberg. Got about 2 yard gain on that play, and that was all. Makes third and about 7 yards to go, with the ball resting on approximately the 33-yard line in Southern California territory in the possession of the Trojans. Hike over to the right to single wing. The tailback is Bukic. Up back full is Leon Sellers. Bukic takes the ball, fades back, throws a pass. It's completed down on the 44-yard line to Nikolov. And as soon as he catches the ball, he steps out of bounds. Dom Nikolov stepping out of bounds on his own 44-yard line to give the Trojans a first down and 10 yards to go. Dom Nikolov, the Los Angeles senior. Big fellow, 218 pounds. Very nice pass fired that time by Bukic. He's been playing at offensive left halfback in place of Jim Sears, who started the ball game. First down and 10 for Southern Cal on their own 44-yard line. Cracked over to the right to single wing near the sideline across the way. Bukic takes the ball, fakes a pass, and puts his head down and rams right into the middle of the line. Hits from the 45-yard line up to about the 47-yard line before he's finally stopped. Stopped that time by Kennedy and by Dixon. Bob Kennedy from Rhinelander, Wisconsin, playing the middle guard position for Wisconsin. Right on the 47-yard line, where the 3-yard pickup makes it 2nd and 7 for Southern California. The ball is just about equidistant between sidelines on the Southern Cal 47-yard line. Hike to the right, a single wing. Bukic playing in the tailback spot, fades back, throws that pass across the line of scrimmage. A lazy pass taken by Miller at the 45-yard line, Wisconsin territory, and he's hit by Burks there and finally gets out of bounds on the 41-yard line. I said, Burks, make that Swacko. Make that Swacko. Finally hit him. On the Wisconsin 41-yard line. It'll be first down and 10 yards to go as forward passing has gotten Southern Cal 2 first downs here in rapid succession. There is no score in the ball game. At left end, coming in now for Southern California, Don Stillwell from San Francisco, relieving Ron Miller. So we have Nikolov and Stillwell at the ends now for Southern California. Bob Cox, the Pasadena boy, is playing at right guard for Southern Cal. Welsh, Wilhoit, Thompson, and Weeks in the forward wall. Hike to the right in a single wing behind an unbalanced line with Bukic in the tailback. Bukic fades off to the right and cracks back over his own right tackle, hits to the 40-yard line, and stopped at the 44-yard pickup. Dixon, along with Donald Voss, making the stop. Voss came in close to make the pinch, and Dixon was the boy who hit high just about the waist. The ball is on the 40-yard line for a pickup of yard, making it 2nd and 9 for Southern Cal on the Wisconsin 40. Looks as though Southern Cal's on the drive now as they hike again to the single wing. Bukic in the tailback. He takes the ball, steps back 1, 2, 3 steps, throws a spot pass across the line of scrimmage, completed on Stillwell on the 35-yard line. Stillwell fights his way for 2 more as he moves down to the 33. Nixon again in on the play. John Dixon. Boy, Dixon's playing a good middle linebacker job here on defense for Wisconsin. The ball on the 33-yard line makes it 3rd down coming up. Just about a yard and a half to go. Southern Cal on the move. Running from the single wing over to the right. Bukic in the tailback. Southern Cal jumps off as a red flag goes down the field. That's going to cost him 5 yards. Their left guard, Ed Pucci, jumped the gun. Ed Pucci, the Canton, Ohio junior, playing on the left side of the Southern California line. That'll cost him 5 yards. Move the ball back now to the 47-yard line. Correction, 37-yard line. 33 and 5, make that 38. 38-yard line, Wisconsin. Southern California's ball, running from a single wing to the right. Makes it 3rd and 7. Bukic takes that ball, fades off to the right, then looks for someone to pass to, and does hit Stillwell at the 30-yard line. He steps to the 25. Is hit, knocked out of bounds on the 22-yard line by Swacko. That pass from Bukic to Don Stillwell has been operating well for Southern California, and they picked up their 3rd first down in a row. The ball resting down on the Wisconsin 23-yard line as it's placed by Mr. Springer, the referee. So it is 1st down and 10 yards to go. 1st and 10 for the Southern California Trojans on the Wisconsin 23. 15 yards in the sideline on this side of the field. Running out of the single wing to the right. With Bukic in the tailback, Sellers the upback full playing close. The ball coming back again to Bukic. He fades back, gets a pass away, and it is intercepted by Wisconsin. Intercepted, I believe, by Ronald Lachlan. Intercepted by Ronald Lachlan. Right on the 13-yard line, and he's hit and dropped immediately by the potential receiver, Al Carmichael. So there's a break that will help Wisconsin tremendously as the Trojans were on the march. 1st down and 10 yards to go for the Badgers on their own 13-yard line, of all equidistant between sidelines. Coming in at quarterback is Haluska for Wisconsin. The left halfback will be Burks. The right halfback, Gerald Witt. At fullback, Alan Amici. With the ends split wide and a flanker to the left, the T in the backfield with Halusa operating, pitches the ball back as Amici takes it and takes off to the right, then cuts back over his own left tackle. Drives up to the 15-yard line and hit after the 2-yard pickup by Bob Van Doren and Bob Hooks. Makes it second down. Coming up for Wisconsin, about 8 yards to go, second and eight. The ball resting on the 15-yard line, 15 yards in from the sideline across the way. And this, the second period of the first half. No score between Wisconsin and Southern California. And we've been seeing a rip-snorter so far this afternoon. Good defensive work all the way around. Burks goes to the flank for Wisconsin, way out wide to the right. The ends are held in just about a yard split wide. On a stutter play, the ball given to the right halfback, Gerald Whitty, through the left side of the line, steps his way to the 20, and moves over to about the 22-yard line before he's hit and finally dropped by Bob Piviani, the left guard who trailed the play over and caught his man sort of catty-cornered from behind. The ball on the 22-yard line. Third down, and let's see. The yardage down there will be about a yard and a half. Third and about a yard and a half. Flanker goes to the right for Wisconsin. The flanker is Burks. Haluska taking the ball, pitches back to his fullback, Amici. Off the right side goes Amici as Marv Gu comes in and hits him at the line of scrimmage. But Amici, I believe, has picked up enough to make it a first down for Wisconsin on approximately their 24-yard line. The officials are taking an official timeout to measure, to make sure that it is or is not a first down. Let's see what the final decision is. This chain is being stretched now. And it is enough for a first down for Wisconsin on their own 24. The ball is equidistant between sidelines on the Wisconsin 24. First down and 10 yards to go for the Badgers as they once more go back to the huddle. Peters, Pritchlick, Steinmetz, Simkowski, Stensby, Berndt, and Rakowski up in the forward wall. The backfield, Haluska, Witt, Burks, and Amici. Flanker to the right is Burks. Haluska, behind the center, takes the ball and feeds it off to his fullback. And a fake, and then hands it over to DeWitt coming around. And DeWitt's through the right side, out on the 40-yard line, hit from behind on his own 45 as he streaks into the clear, and trying to run the sidelines, is knocked out of bounds on his own 47-yard line. Lyndon Crowe making the stop. He's the Corcoran, California sophomore, playing defensive halfback for Southern California. It's another Wisconsin first down. Ball resting on the 47-yard line in Wisconsin territory. Wisconsin's ball, first down and 10 yards to go. A very nice fake handoff to Amici, the fullback, and they were playing the big fella. Haluska hit the ball on his side and flipped the ball on back then to Witt coming around, and Jerry made it a first down on the 47. This time the handoff goes to the fullback. To the left side of the line he goes, and up to the 50. Struggles and fights his way for what looks like two more yards, over to the 48-yard line. The official places it on the 49 in Southern Cal territory. Makes it second down and six. Again, co-captain Van Doren making the stop for Southern California. No score in the ball game. Wisconsin nothing, Southern California nothing. And the 39th Rose Bowl game. Pasadena, California. Flanker to the left is Gerald Witt. Ends come in a step or two now. They're split wide about a yard. Haluska takes the ball and pitches off to Burks, who comes around the left side, steps his way through two men. Finally, is hit on the far sideline and down on the 46-yard line in Southern California territory. George Timberlake from Long Beach, California, making the stop for Southern California. The ball on the 46-yard line, 15 yards in the sideline across the way. Third down coming up for Wisconsin, 3 yards to go. Gillette Safety Razor Company sending you all the information from the Rose Bowl game over this NBC network. Flanker to the right for Wisconsin on the T formation. That'll be halfback Burks. Haluska waiting for the ball to be snapped. He takes it and on a stutter play, hands it off finally to his halfback Witt coming around. Witt at the line of scrimmage is hit and dropped at the line of scrimmage on the far side, but the entire right side of the Southern California line. Van Doren again in on the play, helped by Hooks and Will Hoyt. The official said, let me have time here. Wisconsin has taken a little time out, which is why we're going to have a penalty inflicted against Wisconsin for having back in motion. And the clock begins to run. The ball is now on the 49-yard line after that 5-yard loss. Makes it fourth down, about 8 yards to go. And Golseth comes in kick to kick for Wisconsin. From the kick formation, Golseth standing back on his 38-yard line. Carmichael is back in safety. The ball is kicked, and it is out of bounds on the far side of the field. Let's see where the official is going to place that one. That'll be on the 25-yard line. And while they line up now, for first and 10 for the Trojans on their own 25-yard line. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.